This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank God we have an upgrade, update. Lindsey Brown is in. Are you ready? Are you confident?
I'm feeling good.
So you have four. We're going to get to all four.
Yeah. Well, I got a little creative because I was wrong yesterday. So I wanted to make sure that I clarified. And I know the radio professionals love when you do a callback to a previous episode,
which is
fully podcastable on the Odyssey app, which, as you've reported, has been fixed.
Yes.
That being said, yesterday we talked about actress Lacey Chabert. We were with something about like Frosty, Santa Hot Frosty.
Hot Frosty.
Something about that.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Right, exactly. And Lacey Chabert, who I correctly identified as Gretchen Wieners from Mean Girls, I also attributed Kim Possible to her. That was incorrect on my part. Now, I can't disrespect Christy Carlson Romano like that, who we all know from Kim Possible and the great Disney film Cadet Kelly, as well as Even Stevens. But Lacey Chabert was actually the voice of Meg in Family Guy, their first season. Ever since then, it's been Mila Kunis. So I just wanted to make sure that was accountable when I was wrong.
You're accountable.
To make sure that everybody got the information that was correct.
Unlike most people on the radio, just say things, hot take it, and then just move on and then deny it.
Yeah.
Okay, so out of the four, how you're assuming I'm going to agree with all four?
I'm not sure. I don't know you that well, Chad.
All right, let's go.
This is going to be an exploration for all of us.
Let's explore away. What's number one?
Number one, turkey trot families are in the same Venn diagram of psychosis as the 2000 era Black Friday shoppers.
Wow, you're not big on the turkey trot.
No.
How come?
I witnessed one, I think it was three Thanksgivings ago when I was up in Anchorage, Alaska, and I couldn't imagine voluntarily running, period. That seems like the eighth circle of hell to me. Dante has no real estate there.
And you're a former athlete,
correct,
too.
That just shows you how much I sacrificed.
Yeah.
It's because
I
hate exercising. I am a giver.
You play college hockey and you hate exercising?
Yes.
I know.
We're learning a lot about each other.
You like torturing yourself?
And
are you a masochist?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I saw these people who voluntarily chose to run outside the day of Thanksgiving, but they also did it in Anchorage weather. It was 0 degrees. These people are out there in spandex, some of them in like full-blown turkey garb. Psychos.
Yeah.
Sorry. And you guys should go, create violence for a TV. Same people.
I
don't support that.
Can I just branch out even wider?
Sure.
The running concept is nonsense.
Thank you.
Exercising, I'm for it. Just running, you know.
60 seconds in, I'm like, I'm done.
Number one psychopath I think of as a runner is Tom Hauser. I mean, I know him. He can't be trusted. He's a troubling. And also, here's what runners also like to do, Lindsay. Tell you about it.
Yeah.
There's no other activity on the planet compared to runners say, 5K today.
Yeah.
10K today. Oh, my time was up. No one cares.
Could feel lactic acid, right?
It's
dragging me today.
Oh, the adrenaline
surge.
You know, weightlifters don't. You know, power lifter. I'm a power lifter. How often do I talk about my power lifting? I really don't.
You're a power lifter?
I'm a power
Olympic?
Lifter. Yeah. Yeah, a couple years ago. I mean, I don't like to talk about it.
Okay.
You know, I've maintained most of that power.
You like to lift things and put things down?
Runners. Just shut up. Let's just be blunt. You know, if you want to go run, that's fine. Stop telling us about it because we're not that fascinated. We're not.
I closed my rings today on my Apple Watch. I don't care.
Thank you.
I don't care. All right. I'm glad that we are on the same page with that.
Yeah, I took it even further.
All right. This was inspired by the one football game that I have watched in the last couple weeks. The phrases. The next kick after a missed kick is the slipperiest of slopes in sport. The potential to bloom into a problem is off the charts. Jobs are often lost because of this. And I thought of this because Evan McPherson, kicking darling for the Cincinnati Bengals, missed a couple in their game earlier this week. And even Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens, who is lauded as the best kicker of all time, has struggled a lot this year. And so I'm saying the kick after the first missed kick, the slipperiest of slopes.
Well, Vikings fans know all about that. Maybe not as much this year, especially when our Will Reichert was there. Now, Parker, who did you see what Parker wore last week? Just tremendous outfit. Just tremendous outfit. Now, he missed. Remember a couple of years ago, McPherson was so good the year the Bengals lost to the Rams in the Super Bowl at SoFi. Do you remember what McPherson did? He didn't go to the locker room. He watched the halftime performance.
That's right.
Who was it? Can you Google who was the halftime?
Oh, wait, no, that was the compilation, like Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube,
that was
Kendrick Lamar. Was there?
Yeah.
Kendrick Lamar's going to be performing this year as well.
Yeah, Eminem.
He just dropped a song today, actually.
How? I'll tell you what. You're really confident if you go to the coach and say, listen, I don't miss. I'm a kicker. I don't need to hear, you know, your offensive and defensive adjustments. I'm not adjusting.
I can't forget about Dre.
I'm Evan McPherson. I'm going to just stay out here and watch. Maybe more of the better players should get to do that. Maybe that would help the Wolves a little bit. We'll get to them in a little bit. Yeah, I love it, though, because kicking now seemingly is too easy. If somebody's going to make a 70-yard field goal before the year is done. Hot take.
Wow.
Yeah. Write it down. Wait, that's the wrong
show. In Denver, right?
I got the wrong show here.
Has to be in Denver. Do you think somebody's got that leg to do it in the regular elements at sea level?
In a dome? Yes. It's like the 55-yard field goal is, it's no big deal. 70-yard field goal is going to happen before the year is done.
Do you know why?
Tell me why.
Because it's a lot easier to go 100% on that golf swing than it is to go 50.
I didn't realize Butch Harmon had entered the conversation here. Thank you, Butch. 46 best one. More of Am I Wrong? Next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I blew his house with the blue little window and a blue Corvette. And
all right, I want a few more texts on this. We're needling runners here because they tell us too often. They tell us way, way, way too often they're running. What is another activity? What is another group cult-like where they have to share with you what they're doing? I think, and I'm not talking like chefs, I'm not talking people who would do this for a living, but I think a lot of people like to tell us what they cooked. Now, here's where I'm a fraud. I love good food. And so I'm kind of fascinated. I think that's a bit of a shared experience. You know, I can't use you in this example, but hypothetically I will, since you've said you hate running.
And yes. I think most food, to be honest.
And I believe you said you want most runners to die a painful death.
It's a stretch, but I'll let you do it.
I'm just not fascinated at all if you run. But if you make a great beef stroganoff, I will watch that because I might do that. But I feel like now, there's so much sharing of food now. What else we got?
Yeah, there's a lot of sharing of things in general. You mentioned the gym going folk.
Yeah.
I'm not saying all gym people are like this.
It's a lot.
I'm just saying if you're trying to get your gains in, you're food prepping, if food prepping is involved, I hear about it. If you are food prepping to get your gains, you are advertising that to almost every single person you talk about.
Very good
and
point.
I understand you bought like a 50-pound bag of rice.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm getting McDonald's later.
Yeah. I really don't care that you've got goulash for the next 4 months.
Getting my inflammation down.
Even though it sounds good, goulash is a word that just sounds good to say. Goulash.
Mm.
You know? Go ahead, give it a try.
Goulash.
Yeah, see, it sounds good. All right, what is next on Am I Wrong?
90% of laundry rules are bogus, and dryer sheets are a racket.
These are very specific.
That's what
I am. And direct. Harrigan likes the story tell, likes the build up. You're just like, boom, here we go.
Is that hot take?
Okay, give me some.
Get to the point.
Okay, I agree. I like it. Give me an example of a laundry rule that you think is garbage. Are we
separating colors and whites? Unless it's red. Red is the only one that you really need to worry about. Otherwise, you're good. I'm telling you, you're good. Especially if you're washing it in cold water.
You're so right on that.
And dryer sheets are a racket. You do not need them. You do not need them. I haven't bought them for probably since college.
Why?
Why would you? I'm anti-consumption.
You're anti-consumption.
So I try to cut out as much as I possibly can for my life. Because then I don't have to spend as much money.
Yeah. I'm sure that's really the tipping point, those dryer sheets, right? I mean, you're not Matt Gatesian, you're Bill Gatesian because of the you've saved another.
I'd like to be Melinda, actually, instead of Bill.
Yeah, that's probably a better situation. I'd rather be Warren Buffett. Or I'd rather be the Prime Minister, Elon Musk. Prime Minister
Prime
Musk.
Prime Minister. Supreme Leader?
Yeah. Once you've washed a color at least once. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to throw pink in there, too.
Okay.
A red and pink. That's it. This idea, these are all there, like, I'm separating. You're wasting water.
Yes.
Just you're wasting water.
You got to do two loads. You know who that is convenient for? The people that make the things you have to do the two loads for.
I started to do it the other day. Now, I do separate my towels. Do you separate your towels?
No, I should.
Separate the towels. Get the towels out of there.
Okay.
Okay, trust me on the towels.
Okay.
I had a towels pile. I had a lighter pile and the colors. I went, what am I doing? I looked to make sure there wasn't something chartreuse. I'm not even sure what color it is. It's just a good word. I wanted to say it again, chartreuse. And then I just put them all together. And you know what? I'm fine. Maybe you get burned every 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And maybe it hurts your soul when you get burned. But it's better than just sitting there and waiting for that extra load of laundry. And I'm not saying my life is that busy. I'm that fascinating. But, yeah, you're right. Taking on big colors and big laundry, I applaud you. Very good. All right, I'm going to guess.
That's all I got.
The last. That was four. That was four?
That was four. Granted, like you said, I didn't do a whole lot of storytelling. And so
I know that
for next time to build it up.
I was about to say, I'm going to guess your last one is going to be six words.
No.
You know, how fast you could get to it.
I can give you some words that I have enjoyed saying because they feel good going up the
top. Sure.
It's been going around my brain for the last couple weeks.
Go ahead.
Mondo Duplantis. You know what that is?
I don't think
it's a pole vaulter, the Swedish pole vaulter that went to LSU.
I don't.
Or goes to LSU, lots of gold medals, breaks his own world record every 2 seconds. His name is so fun to say. Mondo Duplantis.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How often is he breaking a record?
Every time he competes.
Every time.
Every time.
By the way, at what point in your life do you decide, you know what? I'm good at pole vaulting.
Yeah. Well,
what if you find out you're not good at pole vaulting? That's not good.
Right?
I can't believe that's really pleasant.
One of the things that I think about with high-level athletes, because you work your whole life to achieve, to win, to perform. Let's say you win the gold medal. Next morning, you got to wake up and take a poop just like everybody else. How do you move on? Like, can you imagine And then it's just done.
How do you know he's pooping like everybody else?
Just making an assumption. I probably shouldn't do
don't
that.
Don't know that.
I don't care what other people are doing with their parts, unlike others. So.
Thank you. Good to know. Pooping like everyone else. Mondo. It's 1:57. That is the Lindus Construction Time Check. Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Marvin and get free installation labor. Collar and Guerin next hour.